Welcome to the brightest audience in the nation to the Bob Enyart Live February Telethon. During our telethon this month, we're offering a free gift, Bob's video series, Having a Great Prayer Life, when you become a new subscriber to any of our monthly subscriptions. Our newest product, our monthly sermon audios on standard compact disc, allows you to listen to the sermon on any CD player, including the one in your car. You can also get the monthly sermons on MP3 CD, or you can get the video version of the monthly sermon videos on DVD. Bob's monthly Bible studies are now available on DVD or MP3 CD. These are great for starting your own family Bible study or a neighborhood Bible study. And Bob's monthly topical videos give you a new topical video each month, and with the best of Bob, you can get the best 8 Bob Enyart Live shows every month. By becoming a new subscriber to any of Bob's monthly products, making a new monthly donation of $20 or more, or a one-time donation of $50, you'll receive the video series, Having a Great Prayer Life, free of charge, special this month for the Bob Enyart Live February Telethon.
One morning, there's truth ahead. It gets beyond all the headlines you read. Don't need lip service with the week.
Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. Doug, there's so much going on.
It's too much going on. I'm Doug McBurney. Thanks for having me in, Bob.
We've got a Rasmussen poll, if we could talk about politics.
Yeah, a little
pragmatism.
Bit. A little bit. Political pragmatism.
Showing that Rick Santorum has the best chances of beating Obama in the general election.
Let's be pragmatic, people.
We'll get to that. We got the Drudge Report linking to a story saying that, in fact, this comes right from Iran's official government websites, saying that the Ayatollah Khomeini says they're going to kill all Jews and annihilate Israel.
Yeah, but, you know, you need to look at that statement in context of the entire speech, Bob. You don't want to take that out of context. It could sound inflammatory.
Yeah, that's right. All right, and that's at WorldNet Daily. We'll get to that. We've got also at WorldNet Daily, so when Drudge is sending droves to that story.
Yeah.
They also report something else very relevant.
Yeah, at WorldNet Daily, Romney is the, WorldNet Daily headline says Romney is the lone GOP holdout on the personhood pledge.
What a great story. What an important story.
They go into the reasons why Mitt Romney will not sign the personhood
pledge. Mitt Romney is the GOP, the GOP holdout on personhood.
Yeah.
So we'll talk about that. Also, Doug, last week, American Right to Life sent out a press release showing the science for the link between abortion and breast cancer.
Yeah.
The media never touches that with a 10-foot.
No, ball. They've avoided that issue.
Yeah. Well, Fox News did two stories on it, and on that press release, two stories, and Fred Williams from Real Science Friday.
Yeah.
He called me up. He said, Bob, I have my iPhone. I'm looking at top news stories, and the second one was pro-life group cites abortion breast cancer link as reason behind the Komen fiasco.
Tremendous. That's tremendous.
A topic
that is verboten. You're not allowed to speak on this topic.
That's right. American Right to Life quoted Leslie Hanks, who met with Komen officials a while back, quoted Lolita Hanks, their president nurse practitioner, Daryl Berkey, the research director, but also quoted the lead researcher at the National Cancer Institute who published in a refereed journal that abortion is a risk factor for breast cancer.
And that's the biggest news of all.
That's big. And Fox News then contacted the NCI and said, what's with this? Why is your lead researcher now contradicting your official position? And it was no comment.
She hasn't made a comment yet.
No.
Now, perhaps she will, because as a scientist, I don't think you can duck that for very long and maintain any credibility.
Yeah.
She has to address this issue.
I hope and pray. So there's a crack in the dike. It's going to fall apart.
Amen,
Doug.
Brother.
Hey, so.
Amen.
Also, we have our annual BEL.
Internet Telethon.
Internet Telethon to keep this show on the internet for another year.
Yes.
And it costs a lot of money. It involves a lot of people.
Yeah, it's a big operation.
And hardware, software, state-of-the-art tools.
Well worth the price of admission, though.
Audio editing tools and the whole bit.
Yeah.
We're at, so far, we started February 1st, $5,995.
Wow.
So we're doing okay for the start.
I would like to see us break 6,000 today. So if you're out there and you can, well, how much do we need to break 6,000?
We need $5.
Okay, if you've got $5, $500.
Our phone number, 800-8-NYARDS, 1-800-836-9278. We also have DVD subscriptions of our Bible studies, our sermons, audio, MP3s, downloads. We've got great books and science videos and debates. It's all available by calling us or going online to kgov.com. Subscribe to a monthly Bible study or topical video, or you make a one-time donation, and you'll help put us over the $6,000 mark.
Let's go for seven.
And, Doug, we have a matching grant offer from Tom from Texas.
Tom from Texas?
So how much did he – you got that hot off the press?
Tom from Texas is offering a $200 matching gift. Interestingly enough, we have Tom from Detroit on the line.
Oh, that's a different
Tom. That's a different Tom.
Is Detroit in Texas?
Not
yet. I went to public school.
Not yet. But
no?
We all might be in Texas before too long.
At our prom,
yeah.
The next day we went to the beach.
Yeah.
I graduated from New Jersey high school.
Okay.
We're at the beach, and I asked this fellow student swimming in the ocean,
yeah,
what is this body of water called? Doug, yeah, they did not know.
Really?
We had just graduated 2 days before.
From high school.
From high school. We were about 5 miles from Atlantic City.
Atlantic City, that's a hint right there.
That's a hint.
You'd think that would have helped.
They did not know we were in the Atlantic Ocean after 13 years of public school education.
Well, I wonder if they can do math, because Tom Healy is offering a $200 matching gift. So if someone
Tom
else...
Tom from Detroit, Texas?
No, Tom from parts unknown, Texas.
Okay.
From Texas.
From somewhere in Texas.
Now, he's offering a $200 matching gift. So if someone calls in and matches that... How much money is that?
That's $400.
Wow. Despite,
I survived
despite
my
your
government school education. That would be $400 and put us over the $6,000 mark,
yeah,
on our way to our crucial goal. So
our
please
goal
help
is
if
$3 million.
No.
It's not $3 million. I might have moved the decimal by mistake.
Yeah. Our goal is undisclosed.
It's not disclosed. We're not going to disclose it. But if we do make $3 million, we're not going to complain.
We figured we're not going to announce the goal until we start off well, because it discourages people. We're on one radio station.
Right.
One. We're not on 700.
No, unfortunately,
we're
not
on
yet.
One. But if people can give and help, boy, that'll be encouraging.
Yes. If
all
you've
right
got $5, $50, $500, call 1-800-8-NYARD or go online to kgov.com.
All right. And just before we get to Detroit.
Yeah, Detroit.
Could we talk about what is the actual quote that is on? These are official websites in Iran. Now, the story is on WorldNet Daily.
Yeah, uh-huh, and it's written by Reza Khalili, who is a reporter for WorldNet Daily.
And a big shot.
He's a big shot?
He's a former CIA operative,
ooh,
who was in Iran's Revolutionary Guard.
Wow.
That's a big deal.
Yeah.
He's the one who authored the story on WorldNet Daily.
Yeah.
So what is the Ayatollah saying?
This is the Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, who's the successor to the Ayatollah Khomeini. It's Khamenei now, just so you know.
The Ayatollah Khamenei,
uh-huh,
said that the opportunity must not be lost to remove what he calls this corrupting material, by which he means Jewish blood.
Ooh.
He says it is a jurisprudential justification to kill all the Jews and annihilate Israel. And in that, the Islamic government of Iran must take the helm. So he's saying this is the supreme leader.
Yeah.
He's saying that it is justified to kill all the Jews and annihilate Israel, and Iran must take the helm.
Now, he's making it very difficult for me to come up with a contextual defense or rationalization of that statement, because it sounds pretty cut and dry. He wants to kill all the Jews,
yeah,
and annihilate Israel.
Yeah, genocidal.
No.
And that's what gives other countries the right to ignore Iran's sovereignty and to use force to disassemble their nuclear weapons program.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, I wonder how Ron Paul's going to interpret this, because I have heard Ron Paul defend the statement by Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, where Mahmoud said he wanted to wipe Israel off the map. And Ron Paul says, well, that doesn't mean he actually wants to kill anyone.
Yeah, that just means take an eraser and draw a map and then erase.
Now, this statement here, though, Mr. Paul, is going to be a little bit more difficult to equivocate on.
Yeah.
And like that.
Now, does Robert want to come on the air?
Oh, yeah. All right. Put Robert to
now,
the front
Tom,
of the line.
Now, Tom, please, please, Tom, hold on. We've got someone who disagrees with us, and they always go to the head of the line.
Always go to the front of the line.
So let's go to Denver. Robert, welcome to Bob and Yurt Live.
Hey, I got a question for you.
Yes.
You're on the air begging for money. I'm just wondering, why don't you get a job and pay for your airtime alone, you know, on your own? And I just don't understand why you just don't get a job.
We could happily answer that. Thank you, Robert.
How much
you
can
Mike Rose.
Wait, before you start, how much can we put you down for, Robert? 200? You want to go for the match?
No, not really.
Robert, do you mean like, I don't know if you listen to talk radio, but do you mean like Mike Rosen or Peter Boyles or maybe Rush Limbaugh, somebody like that?
No.
Because talk show hosts...
Do you have a job?
Robert, I'll explain how this works. You might know already. Not everybody does. Talk show hosts get paid for doing a talk show. Now, Bob and Yurt Live has been on for 20 years. And during that time, we have ratings that show that we often blow away major programming on competing network stations, even though we're an independent Christian program.
Right.
But advertisers like car dealers and Coca-Cola.
Roofers and banks.
Yeah, generally do not advertise on a program that warns people that abortion is child killing. And that homosexuality is destructive. They see that as controversial, so they don't advertise. So in order for this program to stay on the air, we have to raise the money. It costs about $11,000 a month to keep Bob and Yurt Live on the air. And I'm not wealthy, Tom. We've got 7 kids, 2 grandkids.
Yeah.
And we live in our dream home, although it's mortgaged to the hilt. Wow. So, Tom, I can't afford to do this. And if nobody wanted to listen to it, then it would go off the air.
So I have a question. Do you have a job?
Yes. I pastor Denver Bible Church, which is a small church of about 50 people. And Denver Bible Church could not possibly foot the bill for a daily radio show.
Wait a minute. Wait, it's about 120 people, but so many of them are under the age of 10. They don't really make any financial contributions. Well, just to be clear that.
It's a small family church.
So
yeah.
That's one of your jobs.
If you want to be on the air, then you should be paying for it yourself.
You say you should, right? By what authority? Are you imposing your own morality on me, or are you getting this somewhere else?
No, I'm just asking you. It's just like your church. I go to a gathering, too. But
a gathering? I love those gatherings. We have a Sunday
gathering. Hey, Robert. You know, there are rules of right and wrong. There are. Like, do not murder a child. Right? That's a rule that we should abide by. And we should encourage others and stop others from breaking that rule. Now, there are some people who are control freaks, and they think that other people should do what they think is appropriate in their own opinion with no authority to back them up. So are you saying something that comes from God, like in the Ten Commandments? Or is this your own opinion that you're trying to control others and foist your own morality on other people?
No, but this is your opinion, too.
I know, but I didn't tell you you shouldn't have a talk show or call into my program.
Well, I understand.
You're welcome to do these things.
Yeah, right.
What's his name?
Robert.
Robert. Hey, Robert.
Robert Tom.
Yeah. Robert, just so you know, Bob Enyart, for the last 20 years, has spent 80 to 90% of his time discussing issues that other conservative talk show hosts will not touch, controversial issues, important issues, cultural issues, and he spends about 20% of his time or less reminding people that we need funds to stay on the air. So Bob told you about his job pastoring Denver Bible Church. His other job is hosting this talk show, and every once in a while we just remind people that it costs money to keep the show on the air. And guess what, Robert? If the people don't think it's worth it, they won't respond, they won't send the money, and I don't know, Bob will have to get another job.
So it's freedom and free speech, which Tom has no problem with either of those. But go ahead, Tom.
Robert,
keep calling him.
I know.
You're the pastor of your church. So who paid you there? Do you get paid by the tithing of your church then?
Well, we teach that you don't have to tithe because that was under the law, and we don't take a collection because we don't want to discourage unbelievers and think that our church is all about money. So we have a small box in the back of the church, which we usually don't even mention, where members who want to support the church can give a donation.
You mean support you?
Yes.
Yes, obviously.
It's all
there
all
we go.
Hey, Robert, wait.
Robert,
let's be fair. What do you do for a living?
What do I do for a living?
Yeah, you don't have to repeat the question. If you ask me what I do for a living, I can answer you in less than a split second. You're a truck driver.
Yeah.
How's that working out for you?
It works great.
I bet he gets paid.
Well, let me ask you this. If you were not providing an adequate service to your employer in your truck driving services, would you continue to keep your job?
No.
And are you ever able to go in and negotiate with your employer maybe how much you get paid in the next year, maybe a raise?
I never do because I'm satisfied with what I make.
You know what I do, Doug? Yeah. When I hear a talk show, and maybe the talk show host says something that it's a quirk of mine, it just annoys me, little idiosyncrasy, I don't call in because if I'm going to say something on 50,000 watts that tens of thousands of people could hear, I want to talk about something substantive that matters, not just express me being a control freak on other people.
I'm not controlling.
Well, Robert, what principle are we violating here that causes you to use up airtime to express it?
Well, okay. Well, in the Bible, where does it say that you can beg for money to run a building?
Robert, before we answer that question, can you quote to me the first sentence of the Bible?
The first what?
The first sentence.
The first commandment?
No, the first sentence of the book.
Of the Bible.
The Bible.
Yeah, it's Genesis.
Okay.
What's the first sentence, Robert?
The first sentence?
The first sentence.
In the beginning.
Okay. Keep going.
God created.
Yep.
I don't know a verbatim.
Well, that's pretty close. I give him full credit for that. In the beginning, God created...
That's good. That's enough. He passes the test.
I am a believer.
All right. Well, praise the Lord. Hey, Robert, remember the don't judge thing that most Christians are freaked out about? The don't judge?
Right.
Well, if God says do not murder, don't commit adultery, don't steal, well, then that's something. If you see a thief or a murderer, you could say, you know, you shouldn't be doing that. God said don't do it. God says in the Bible that ministers should collect money to support their ministry.
Where does it say that? It says it through the Old and New Testament repeatedly.
Repeatedly through the Old and New Testament.
Here, let's...
Doug, I don't want to. I'd rather leave that as an exercise for Robert.
He could go look that up.
Who could use more experience paging through the Word.
Jesus say that he told the apostles to go out and preach the Word from one end of the world to the other end, and don't take anything with you, right?
No, you're confused.
Wow.
I'm confused.
Where do you even start with that one?
You are confused.
What did the apostle?
And if I recall, twice he sent out the 12 and then the 70 during his three-year earthly ministry.
That's right.
He was providing for them. However, from the Old Testament, he didn't provide. Robert, put Robert on hold. In a moment, we'll hang up on him. Through the Old Testament, where there was a 10% tithe that God commanded for the priesthood, through to the New Testament, including, Doug, what you quoted, where...
The workman is worthy of his hire.
Right, exactly. And Paul says, look, when you take your collections, I prefer you do it this way. And you don't muzzle the ox when he treads out the grain.
That's another one.
And those who minister the word of God are worthy of double honor even, the scriptures say.
That's why I gave a $200 pledge, a matching
pledge. You did. And now we're up to $5,975.
I was.
So anyway, Robert, thank you for your concern. And I'd suggest, you know, the Bible says when you judge, Jesus said, judge with righteous judgment.
Amen.
So take something the scriptures say, and let's say Robert doesn't know if the Bible says you can ask for a donation or not.
Okay.
Let's say he doesn't know.
All right.
Then to just assume and to judge people as wrong is not judging with righteous judgment.
Yeah.
So first you check to see whether you know right from wrong.
That helps.
And then you can judge rightly.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you, Robert, for your call. Now we'll go to Detroit.
Yep. We're glad to have Robert on board as a listener. Now let's go to Tom in Detroit. Speak your mind.
Hi, guys. I want to talk to you about the whole Komen debacle from last week. Not Khomeini, but just...
the Ayatollah Komen Foundation.
Oh, okay, Tom.
All right.
That'll probably anger some people that I made that crack.
I'll use it.
But anyway, you know, it's really sad that they reverted on their suspension of giving to Planned Parenthood so quickly.
Yeah.
Their reasoning for suspending funds was pretty weak to begin with. But
and it
we
changed.
Were all happy when they announced that.
Right. They didn't say we're doing this because they kill kids.
No.
Or because there's a link between killing kids and abortion and breast cancer.
No.
They made an excuse, which obviously wasn't their real reason.
That became fairly obvious as the disaster.
For example, Penn State is under investigation.
Yeah.
Appropriately so.
Yeah.
And Komen has grants to Penn State, and they didn't say they're not going to continue to fund Penn State.
That's an interesting point.
So it's not that Komen was under investigation by some Republican chairman of a subcommittee.
No.
In the House. That wasn't it.
No.
Even Planned Parenthood said that's not their reason.
No.
But go ahead, Tom.
So they pretty much ended right back where they started, and they did get a little temporary bump in donations from Christians who were eager to support them once they suspended funding to Planned Parenthood. But there is some silver lining. All that media attention informed a lot of people that they do give money to Planned Parenthood, which we've been trying to get the word out. You know, you guys, lots of pro-lifers have been trying to warn people and inform them
exactly.
For years. And it usually falls on deaf ears, and most people who think that the pink ribbon stuff is just great, that they're oblivious to it.
That it's not political, it doesn't support child killing. And there's more than that, Tom. So now the whole country knows that Komen has been funding Planned Parenthood, the abortion chain.
Yeah.
But also, Colorado Right to Life's Leslie Hanks met with Komen officials, and in their meeting, Komen denied that they funded Planned Parenthood, and Leslie Hanks and Joe Scott produced the documentation from their tax returns saying, here it is, here's how much you guys have been giving, Planned Parenthood of the Rocky Mountains, for example.
Yeah.
So they were red-faced, they had lied, and these were top officials in this region of the country. And Doug and Tom, also, people didn't know that Planned Parenthood does not do mammograms.
I know. That's the biggest.
That's huge. Planned Parenthood has always misled.
I didn't know that.
Right. They're liars.
I'm finding that out right now.
Lila Rose exposed that about a year ago, if I'm not mistaken, in one of her undercover sting operations. She called Planned Parenthood after Planned Parenthood, asked for a mammogram. She was told, no, we don't do that. I can refer you to a place down the street that's not affiliated with Planned Parenthood.
Right.
They don't have mammogram
machines.
And she
called dozens of Planned Parenthood
And in an
clinics.
Article yesterday, Planned Parenthood claimed that they were responsible for over 140,000 mammograms in 2010.
Responsible.
A bald-faced lie.
And if a woman thinks she might have breast cancer, sometimes it's timely. It's a crisis.
Absolutely.
To get care. The sooner the better.
Yeah.
If she works and she calls Planned Parenthood and gets an appointment for Thursday morning at 11 o'clock, she takes off work early, she goes, and they say, well, you should go get a mammogram. And then what? Then what? Is she going to schedule that for Tuesday? So they delay the proper medical care for women.
Unbelievable.
Under
I've been
the guise.
Wondering for years.
So
with this, even with this story, there's a frenzy of pro-aborts who say, oh, women are going to die, they're going to be denied care because now they can't get their free mammograms. And I've always wondered, well, why does why is Planned Parenthood the only entity out there who can do a mammogram?
And in fact, they don't do
nothing.
Right.
And now that's interesting. They don't do them.
They don't do them. Now, also, as at Fox News, thanks to the American Right to Life press release, Fox News, I'm looking at two of their articles right here. Planned Parenthood's funding cut. Does science support abortion cancer link?
Wow, that's
major
awesome.
Headline.
Finally, praise the Lord.
And Tom,
I didn't see that at Fox. I hadn't seen it. I was wondering if they're reporting it. I know that they pretty much ignored that at places like MSNBC.
Well, right.
But I did hear Rush Limbaugh talking about it, which that's not a topic he brings up very often.
Not at all. Right.
I didn't know
and Tom,
that.
Let me tell you this. People say, where does the money go to, like for American Right to Life? Doug, yeah. It costs $2,000 to put out that press release.
Wow.
Now, that's the equivalent of emailing one page of information with links to scientific journals. But it went through PR Newswire, which is the biggie, the same one Obama uses. And it went to 2,100 health industry journalists and hundreds of major media outlets in the U.S. So it costs a lot of money to get on their radar.
Yeah.
And that might be why Rush mentioned it, Fox News mentioned it. And so I'm so appreciative of American Right to Life. But, Tom, let me tell you this. American Right to Life contacted, I'm looking at their report right here, they contacted the National Cancer Institute. And they quoted American Right to Life saying that the lead researcher at the NCI has reversed herself on the abortion breast cancer link and warned of abortion as a significant risk factor for breast cancer. And so they contacted the NCI, asked to speak to Dr. Louise Brinton, because that comes from a published refereed medical journal, which is linked to at American Right to Life, and you could find it through Fox News. And NCI and Dr. Brinton had no comment. So why is there a break in the ranks at the National Cancer Institute if it's only pro-life extremists who are worried about this?
Yeah. So I think that's the real reason there's
this internal struggle
at Komen.
And Tom, we're out of time. Thank you so much. May God bless you. And let's go to Arvada. And Mike, welcome to Bob and Yurt Live.
You got 30 seconds, Mike. Make it good.
Well, am I on?
Yeah. You're on.
Oh, hey, Bob.
Yeah, Bob and Doug. Go ahead,
hey,
Mike.
Hey, guys. Yeah, I didn't realize, Bob, that you were unemployed. So so I'd like to buy, I don't know, maybe 5 seconds of advertising on your show. For,
yeah.
I don't know, $200?
Whoa! $200. That'll make Tom from Texas happy.
All right.
Yeah. I mean, what you're doing isn't near as important as making tents. I think that's what Paul did. So
Paul
I,
made
I don't
tents.
That's what Robert was thinking about. But if you could advertise for Bob and Your Live for 5 seconds on your show, I'd like to pay you $200.
Mike, we'll can we put that. You on hold and our call screener will get your information?
You bet.
All right, thank you. Robert, thank you for encouraging Mike.
And by the way, we gave Mike 15 seconds, so he got a great deal.
That's right. So, Doug, thanks.
Listen to Bob Enyart Live. Support Bob Enyart Live. Go to KGOV.com. Get a subscription.
And the latest Rasmussen poll says Santorum is the only one out of Romney or Ron Paul or Gingrich who can beat Barack Obama in November. And that's according to the latest poll.
I'm voting for Santorum at my caucus, and I recommend you do the same.
On Tuesday, tomorrow night in Colorado. God bless you guys.
Now you can subscribe to Bob Enyart's monthly Bible study DVDs. These verse-by-verse Bible study videos are great for family Bible study or even starting your own neighborhood Bible study. Each month, you get 4 or 5 Bible study sessions on 2 DVDs. You can subscribe by calling 1-800-8-ENYART or online at kgovstore.com. That's kgovstore.com.